It is I, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. As we take time to lift up evening prayers, let us begin by quieting ourselves before the Lord. Take a moment to breathe in deeply. Hold and breathe out. Take a deep breath. Hold and breathe out. As you continue to breathe in. Holy Spirit, fill us. Breathe in, hold, and breathe out. Continue to breathe. As you breathe in, the Holy Spirit, be mindful of the day that you have just lived, with its joys and its struggles, its anxieties and its fears, with its successes and its failures. Bring it all to the Lord Jesus Christ as we bring and we breathe, receive the Holy Spirit. And we prepare ourselves before God to lay down any burdens we are carrying. Continue to breathe and be aware of your physical body. Allow any tension or stress that you're carrying to just begin to melt away as your body prepares to sleep in the presence of God, trusting ourselves in the hands of God. Anything we would carry with anxiety, we release into the hands of God now. May the Lord Almighty grant me and those I love a peaceful night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault and thought and word and deed and what I have done and what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses. And grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. 1 Peter. Be calm, but vigilant, because your enemy the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand up to him, strong in faith and in knowledge, that your brothers all over the world are suffering the same kinds of things. Glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father. Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You're seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. A reading from Psalm 6. Have pity on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are racked. My spirit shakes with terror. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me for your mercy's sake. For in death no one remembers you. And who will give you thanks in the grave? I grow weary because of my groanings. Every night I drench my bed and flood my couch with tears. My eyes are wasted with grief and worn away because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you evildoers, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer. Glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You're seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, and you alone are the Lord, and you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God our Father. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from God, light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and he was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy church. I believe in one baptism. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, hear my prayers, and let my cry come to you. Lord, you have now set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.